Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is. Oh, man. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson. This is the song that, Ken, you said is the greatest one-hit wonder of all time?
It's not even a debate.
Oh, boy. Yeesh. Holy moly.
Just like Norway's Rowing, the one-hit wonder of the Norwegians.
Yeah, no, that definitely was a one-hit wonder thing. All right, We've got full phone lines. First of all, it's been a great several days here for the Red Sox.
This is your fault, Rich. You're taking us back into a morass of negativity.
It is not. This was a question that needed to be asked, and Chad Tracy answered it the best that he could. But his answer, some people did not like his answer, and some people thought it was perfectly fine.
Some people didn't like it, like the guy asking the questions over and over and over again.
By the way, might I say, being there last night, there were many people around me who were cheering Duran on and up after strikeout or whatever it was. Like, he'd come back to the dugout and be like, all right, you're all right, 1-6, you know, trying to... I think people are very aware of how fragile the situation is, and they're trying to just pump him up.
Can I just say this one in his defense to somebody? Like, I feel as if a guy that goes public with his stuff, whatever he's getting, you know, yelled at or people are screaming stuff at him, he hears everything as personal.
Yeah.
Because he assumes everyone knows his story, and, you know, yelling at him about his poor batting average, he'll process it as they're trying to, you know, take him down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand
what you're saying. When the who knows, with the Yankee fan yelling at him might not have known anything about his past mental health issues. So, but I feel like maybe he feels that way, and so he takes everything personal. When if he didn't go public with it, he might not feel the same way.
But don't you think in a situation like that, then, and I obviously sympathize with whatever he may be going through, but this is a lot. Like, this is a lot of cases where, you know, there was the one where somebody said, you need a tennis racket, and he called them a homophobic slur. And then, you know, there was what happened the other day. You know, he has a track record now of jawing back and forth with players. And I just, whatever help he's getting, I wish it was better. Like, I wish just someone could tell him that the more you respond, the more people are going to do it. And to lay back on that, and I know it's easier said than done, but when you find out that, according to reports, that this wasn't a personal thing, it was just about baseball, I'm sorry, man, but that's what people do at games. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how many times have you booed a team you didn't like and said, like, you suck, you can't, you know, you can't shoot, like, you know, anything.
But I think baseball might be the hardest sport to play with hecklers of all the sports. Why? Because you go up to the bat 10 times, you fail 7 times, you're going to hear it 7 times. Like, you fail 7 times, you hit 3 times out of 10, you're a really good baseball player, but there's 7 times you fail, and so you got to hear it constantly. You're failing all the time on the field, and so you are going to hear it even amplified when people are heckling you.
Let's go to Joe on line 3. Joe, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, thank God Daryl Strawberry wasn't so sensitive. Daryl! And what about the whole Fenway Park basically singing, Yankees suck, Yankees suck?
Yeah.
I mean, what is Chad talking about? They're protecting their players. That's worse than Jaylen Brown's dad standing up for him. I mean, what are we doing? Raising a whole bunch of people that are getting stuck up for when they need just a little bit thicker skin.
Well, let's go to Mike on line 1. Mike, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
So, Jaron Durant is a professional. You guys are professionals. We spend most of our lives doing our job. So, imagine being heckled. Like, you guys are just saying, you're right there. You're not like Teddy on a football field, moving around that football field the whole time. You're right there batting every day, every inning, or, you know, a lot at the game anyway, you're hearing it the whole time. That is personal. You take that personal. When you gentlemen get heckled by your fans or the people that don't like you, you have a chance to heckle back or jar with them.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Or whatever.
But Mike, if they're not saying, if they're talking about your, Mike, hang on, Mike. But the thing is, if they're making fun of your, like they're ripping on you for sports things, like apparently they were making fun of his batting average, dude, that's part of the game. It's like on third down when the crowd goes crazy. Your mental toughness is what makes the great ones great and being able to drown out the noise. And so in this case, from what it sounded like, it wasn't anything that was over the line. If it is, get him out of there.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. My point is that back in the day with the players we grew up with, they could jar back. It wasn't as big of an issue, but it also wasn't being seen by anybody but the person. You know, nowadays it's being seen. Jared, you know, he reacts. He doesn't do it the right way sometimes, but nowadays you jar back to fans, and it's big news, whether you're in the right or not.
I mean, it's a good point. So,
what was
Mike makes a good point?
What was the best heckle you ever heard, Ted? One that you were like, dude, I that was so good. I kind of respect that.
I don't think I've ever heard like a one that really just landed home. Other than I told you, Fireman Ed was yelling at me, but I can't remember exactly. I just remember it was Fireman Ed.
I would just go, dude, you're wearing an airplane on your head.
Yeah, dude, seriously. But then there's the power that Fireman Ed has. He gets the entire stadium to just be quiet. And then he does the JET. So so there's a little respect, but nothing was ever been said to me that was where I felt like the worst stuff I've ever gotten was in when I first got into radio and I went public with my personal stuff and the text line.
Because it's one-on-one. Like 603 texture mentions golf and tennis. You're seeing that a lot in golf, like guys not able to take it from the galleries and like complain. Remember during the Ryder Cup, people were complaining about how the treatment of the English people. It's a new generation of athletes. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's not. Ted grew up tough. Like, he was ready for that stuff.
Yeah,
these kids are not.
Again, but the football field, you don't hear it. Golf course, you hear everything, like, succinctly.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball field, tennis court. It's a quieter atmosphere, and so they're going to hear everything people say, unlike in a football field where you can't hear. It's just ambient noise.
Let's go to Nick on line four. Nick, what's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How's it going today? I just want to... Well, I'm off of what you guys just said there a little bit. I don't think that guy has seen the text line enough to know that you guys don't get enough criticism of your own from some of these people out here. But Jaren Duran must be softer than puppy's poo, because I mean, you see Mac Jones back in the day get absolutely booed off the field. You get zappy chants across the entire field. You're literally calling for another player to play your position. Did they kick out the entire stadium?
That's fair. I mean, it happens.
It's part of sports. Yeah, it is. And as I said, if you don't get personal. And that's what I was trying to ask.
You're right. If you don't react, it goes away. People stop.
Yep. Let's go to Richard on line five. What's up, Richard?
Hey, Richard.
It's always a pleasure listening to you guys in the afternoon.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, there's two sides of looking at this, but, you know, in the old days, I remember as a kid going to Fenway Park, you actually had tickets, right? And on the back of the ticket, it had their admission policy, you know?
Mm.
So Fenway Park, and if I can make a few points before I get cut off, you know, they've got a behavior policy, and they have a strict code of conduct and requires the ticket holder to behave respectfully. And it says it right there that violations of this probably results in immediate ejection without a refund. So you're going into this, you know what could happen. And I got to tell you, listen, I've been at the game plenty of times, and there's always one jerk that's in your section. And, you know, I don't mind anybody shouts and tell somebody that they suck and stuff, you know, but I'm not going to listen to it for 5 or 6 innings. I'm not going to sit there with my wife and my kids or my mother and my father and listen to it. Especially if he's a Yankee fan, I'm going to take his head and I'm going to jam it in the seat and I'm going to get him away.
Well, that's the kind of regulation we need.
I'll I'll dump his beer over his head.
Where, you know, you need to call up Jaren Duran. You can get him you tickets to every game, and if someone starts razzing him, he just jam his head into the
seat. But it's a good point. In the old days of the rivalry, a Red Sox fan would have beat the snot out of this guy for ripping Jaren Duran's batting average.
That's what we did.
You're right. Maybe the fans have gotten soft. Right. Nobody said that. This is a Yankees fan. They're letting him do that? They're letting him get into Jaren Duran's head?
The Fenway Park code of conduct is refrain from offensive language and hate speech and be respectful of others. So that's very vague. I mean, they could just take whatever they want.
Yeah, because hateful language could be Yankees suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we know for sure this was a Yankees fan?
I'm just going by because the guy that called in and said he was.
I'm sure we've all experienced this, but when I was at the game a couple weeks ago, there were a few, these kids must have been 13, and they were ripping Caleb Durbin. And it was so funny because they were clearly Red Sox fans, and we had just had Lorenzo on, so I was I'm like, hey, he just hit two homers. And they're like, no, get him out of here. It was our own fans.
Well, I told you Contreras was jawing off to two guys that were in a Harry Potter 30 Years of Magic jersey. It was a guy who said, like, Hufflepuff on the back with Red Sox on it. And I'm like, of all the people that just you don't want to be picking a fight with Contreras he'll get you, man. Like that dude, he'll jaw off and I don't know. I've seen him get pissed. It's not, you don't want to be on the other side.
It's impossible to trade Contreras now. I mean, a week ago I was saying you got to move everybody, but I think he's a fan favorite who's sticking, and now you got him for a couple more years. Yeah. You got to ride him.
Somebody he gives a rat's ass. Yeah,
he does. And you know what? Yep. He's dude. It's nice just to have a first baseman that you don't have to worry about. First base
is going
to
hit 30 home runs.
Right. So. No, don't send him anywhere, please.
Wilson!
And yeah, the Wilcano's catchphrase it's going
to
stick.
I love it. 617-779-7937. Let's get to some of this Jaylen Brown. New stuff that is coming out. Does anybody want him? Because it sure does sound like the Celtics are willing to trade him for pennies on the dollar. We'll get to that right after this.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.